Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
So I'm a man of God. Amen. And he says, tomorrow I want you in Africa, guess where I'm going to be at? Amen. If I want you in Germany tomorrow, guess where I'm going to be at? Amen. That's why I'm not Reverend, I'm not Pope, I'm not Bishop, I'm not Deacon, I'm not Elder. That's why my name is Pastor Charles Dowell. Amen. There's a difference. Amen. You hear me, brother? Amen. There's a difference. Amen. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless. Amen. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it, he ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wonder what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how that spirit doing? Look. See how that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? Y'all good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Amen. Boy, I hate them things, bro. Amen. I hate them things, bro. Amen. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Amen. Look at them. See it, Pastor? Amen. We're going to find out which one it is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name?
Hear me talking to you. What's your name?
Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I'm what?
You ain't what?
I'm King Ruler of the Universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one? You rule everything.
Y'all hear that, devil?
Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right. Sister Linda, you all right? Okay. You just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her.
So it's about 5'2".
That's
right. Every bit of 105 pounds.
Did you bring the camera? Why did you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. I get them, go to work, can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, whoop. Flew down here from New York. I don't blame, I would too. Up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to just cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in disclosed some stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, rule of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here.
Amen.
See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you.
Amen.
We got something for you. We're going to cast you out. Probably even sing you the Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So what we're going to do, you got prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send and get her through some prayer curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the Father. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know that. You know how folks say, well, you know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old rule of the universe. Let that stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. See him, Pastor? That's rule of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Rule of the universe. All right. I know.
Well, that was rule of the universe. That was probably 15 years ago. Blessings, greeting each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here listening to us on this holy Shabbat. We thank you for all things. All is well in the land of the living and the set apart Israelites, heritage of straightway, and the body worldwide. I thank you and greet you in the most blessed name of Jesus. I'm glad that you're here. We've been busy, as usual. We are just about maybe about a week. If I would venture to say about a week and maybe about a week and a half at straightway, at least on my end, we should be back at normal speed. Brother and everybody is doing a good job. Everybody's keeping a wonderful spirit. Looks like doing well. Of course, you know I'm going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, November the 9th, 11 a.m. at the Hyatt Hotel. Of course, you know, information is over there, over at YouTube. Looks like the YouTube has done something, but they're playing my ads again on the YouTube channel. So if you ever see my videos on YouTube, please let the ads play, okay? Hallelujah. Again, I can't say enough about them. Brother Scott's parents came to visit, stayed with us about 4 days, something like that. It was an honor and privilege to meet them again. Just beautiful people. They don't serve y'all. And you know what's amazing? They don't serve y'all, but the Bible says you make friends with unrighteous mammon, that they may receive you in everlasting habitations. But man, for somebody to not be serving y'all, man, for them to have the type of character and attitude and spirit, that's something that saints can learn, really. And I told them, they welcome to come anytime they want, stay as long as they want, because they are just some beautiful hearted people. I wish that one day somehow be the Father's will that he opened up their heart to the Ruach. But other than that, man, I mean, even Scott's mom, man, in honor of her daughter-in-law and the children and the community itself, she wore head coverings, wore dresses. I mean, just a beautiful thing. Dad was kind of disappointed. He's 72 years old, I think, 72 or 73. Dad was disappointed because we didn't have that much work around here to do because we did a lot of it. And so they gave him a lot of time to spend with the family, especially the new addition to the house of Scott. Now, but what a beautiful, you know, it's always a joy seeing them. And not only that, they even left an offering again. They left an offering again. Man, I tell you, I'm finished, man. We got saints that's been knowing the Most High Yah that are not even righteous as they are in attitude and spirit and heart. And it just flabbergasts us here straightway. They fit in like a glove. They do. I mean, just beautiful people. Man, what an honor. What an honor. My mother and father is the same way. Dad Dow, Elder Dow, Mama Dow, same way. You know, the man, they fit in anywhere. Anybody come and meet them and talk to them, you're going to fall in love with them. You're just going to fall in love with them. They just good-hearted people. There's a few left in this wicked world. Everybody's family in certain areas is not the same. Angelica's parents will be here, I think, this weekend as well. And they are another beautiful group of people. I mean, I asked them, too, how you do it. How do you do it? How you get both parents honor and respect both sides and come here to the community and love the people at the community and honor and respect the people at the community? It's off the chain. I just don't get it. Now, they in the faith. I think they're Catholics or something like that. But it is still off the chain to get on two sides of the family. I've never seen it in my life. Wonder how beautiful it is. It's just a beautiful thing. And, of course, Bro Scott and his house is just beautiful. They fit in like a glove here straightway. I mean, they just seem like they've been here forever. Seem like all the saints that live here straightway, the ones that we have living on the land now, seems like they've been living here forever. Man, we got a beautiful family. Did y'all hear what Sister Carol said about Sister Barb? She said that whoever do you know that will open up their doors, besides myself and Sister Carol, Elder Doug, and all the saints here straightway, but who else do you know that would open up their doors to total strangers and give up their home for weeks on end to accommodate them, cook for them? I heard that yesterday. Gifts of helps. I heard it. Sure did. And did you know gifts of helps is a gift as well? Lovers of hospitality? That's the way we're supposed to be. Lovers of hospitality. Sister Barb does this on a consistent basis. I can't say enough about everybody. I'll get to them one day or another, but I myself personally think we have a wonderful crew, not only here on straightway, but even the saints that live in the surround us off the land. Beautiful group of people. Beautiful group of people. They have an enduring substance, doing well. I love them all. They all just wonderful Israelites. Love them all. Love them all. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hey, so let the ads on YouTube play. Got a meeting coming up. Hallelujah. Got a meeting coming up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Copy, paste that, put it out there on Facebook, social media, whatever. already heard, boy, we bringing in the finest. We even got bishops and people flying in from clear across country to come to this meeting. You know, a lot of people think they're going to come and try to debunk and discredit Pastor Dow, but they don't know nothing about that, do they? Woo-wee. Man. But we're doing well here in the land of the living. Everybody's working hard. Glory to the King. We're not going to be here long for you tonight. We're going to go straight to the guest call-in number. Guest call number 515-602-9654. Somebody asked me the other day, Pastor Dow, why don't you do some teachings like the Sisters of Sisters broadcast? First thing I said is, you mean tell me with all the preaching and teaching I do, you want me to take out Blog Talk Time where I take people's phone calls and answer them to do some teachings? When I teach on Sabbath, I have teachers on YouTube, teachers on Patreon, stuff you can download, teachers on the website, newsletters. Man, are you out of your mind? Are you, boy, man, I tell you, you people are amazing. Utterly amazing. And a lot of stuff we give you can't even digest. God. I mean, saying, what in the world? What more? You want blood intravenously given to you too as well? Why, God, I tell you what, I'll be right back. Press number one, he'll be in a caller queue. Hallelujah. And we'll get right back. Look like Pastor Corey, first one in the caller queue. We'll get back with you here in just a second, Pastor. I'll go up here and get a mailing address for some new people. And by the way, if you'd like to donate to the Straightway Truth Ministry, you just donate to Charles Dow. Now, I'm working on a corporation sold. I'm working on a trust and all the other stuff. Until then, I got to pay taxes. But PayPal seemed to be the most convenient way for a lot of people to pay, which that's fine, too. It's just that we have to give Uncle Sam that cut. Of course, you can give that at Dowell. That's the last name, Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L. And that's the number 7000@gmail.com. That's the P-mail. That's the PayPal address. All right. And if you feel that the Most High has laid it up on your heart to give, that's fine. I know one thing. The Most High has laid it upon a family heart up in Canada. Brother Stephen, Sister Wendy, them, they don't mind. Everybody know them. They gave, I think it was like 20 or 25 ounces of gold. Man. No, 20 ounces of gold. Boy, that right there is like $25,000, $30,000 in itself. 25, I know for sure. And then the other day, I don't know if this person, I think they want to remain anonymous, but the other day I had somebody send me $60,000. Yeah, it's already cleared the bank and everything. $60,000, all for the building of the tabernacle. So the Bible did say, ask, you shall receive, seek, you shall find, knock, and shall be open. To everyone that asketh, they receive it. He that seeketh, that's fine. Everyone that knocketh, shall be open. Remember what it said? And so there are people answering the call because when you put the call out like that, the Ruach begins to deal with people's hearts. And when he's dealing with people's hearts, they get convicted by the Holy Spirit, and then they have to fulfill the need. So we're almost at the $100,000 that I requested. We're almost there. I said one person, I said, if we got to get it collectively together, send it, because I know we're in financial strapped times today. But hey, isn't that got something? And yes, it will be spent on the use of the tabernacle. So while we have some money, we don't have money, because it's going to be allocated, all those funds, to the tabernacle. So they're set aside, set apart just for that. Glory to the King. Brother Josh and Sister Candace are down here visiting from Straightway East up in Kentucky, where Elder Mitchell is the elder up there. Brother Josh is the head up there, holding down the fort, and him and his family. And that's something unique. Are y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening? There's something unique going on right there. You got Elder Mitchell, Brother Greg, and all the saints down there still in Houston that are working their fingers to the bone, not only to maintain their families that's there in Houston and to provide a livelihood, but those saints down there are working, and we got some working up here in Kentucky. They are funneling all their money and resources up to Straightway Kentucky East to Brother Josh and Sister Candace, which Brother Josh quit his job, which he was doing very well at. all to do the will of Yah to live set apart, because there was no other family more set apart and more ready to live on a community than Brother Josh and Sister Candace and their boys. Been with us a long time. Beautiful family. Beautiful family. And so they have all their needs taken care of, supplied by the saints, including the brother up there. And I ask Brother Josh every time I see him, I say, "So, huh? Working harder now than you ever did on the job out there, ain't you?" He just starts laughing because it's just the truth. And I just kind of chuckle because once you get on the community, husband, wife, sisters, get ready, strap it up. Elder Darrell and them is up there with them. Christian is up there with them. There's a lot of brothers up there with them. Hallelujah. Brother Chris up there. And they are getting it done. We got to get them internet up there because they're missing out on services. We got to get them in there. I say, well, at least you hadn't backslidden, because they laugh about it because they ain't going nowhere because they're true Israelites. Yes, call in number 515-602-9654. Press number 1. You'll be in a call queue. Pastor Dow. Let me run up here real quick, check this board real quick, and I'll be right back here in just a second. All right?
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. Glory to the King. All right, guest calling number 515-602-9654. You may or may not hear an automated voice. Whether you hear or not, makes no difference. Press number 1, you enter to the caller queue. It will put up a little shield with a question mark to let us know. And Brother Shane will probably type in your name if you're familiar with you and let us know that you're in the caller queue and you want to speak to yours truly, Pastor Dow. Y'all be encouraged, saints. We win the war. That is for sure. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. 816-816. Pastor Corey. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you, Pastor?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How can I help you?
Can you hear? I'm doing well, Pastor. Can you hear me pretty good?
Loud and clear, Pastor. Coming in good.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I'm definitely just excited about what's going on in the ministry and all the things that we need to, you know, be able to, you know, stay focused on. There's a lot of things happening. You know, in this last couple of weeks, we had, Brother Keith was in an accident and rolled over on the way home, and the cab on the passenger side was smashed up. And on the driver's side, nothing was touched. No harm, no hurt. Then maybe a week before that or so, Sister Station was in an accident. So we definitely in dead season, Pastor. And we just stand prayed up and asking everybody to, one, stay sober. Stay sober-minded.
Yes, sir.
Know that we are in a war, and it takes nothing for you to give the enemy a foothold to enter in if you allow him to take advantage of you being asleep, at the things that the Most High want us to have our eyes constantly on, constantly watching. So, I'm just following your lead, Pastor, and delivering the same message, because here's the point, if I can, Pastor, make really quick.
Go ahead.
My message, tonight, just in a simplistic form, is this, is that this faith is not designed for everybody. Neither has it ever been. This is not a take a raffle ticket and when your number is called, join. And I mean that from a standpoint of being spiritually tested. I was explaining to the saints, exactly from a standpoint where I've been here. I've seen people leave. I've seen people get caught up in things. And because of what's inside of me, conversations, things that have taken place, when they was happening, I didn't get shook. I didn't want to tuck my tail and run because other people were leaving. Or I didn't get involved in conversations that I shouldn't have been involved in, trying to find out where people were, where they stood, because people's faith is not in this. Their faith is not in being tested by the Most High to know whether they are truly of him or not. And so it don't take nothing. The words say anything that can be shaken will be shaken. And if you can be shaken,
yes,
you'll be shaken right out of this faith. And so one of the problems, Pastor, that we find in Israel is that we find people who look at people who make good posts or post good scripture on Facebook, everybody wearing fringes, or anybody and everybody who say that they are an internet leader, we ready to follow these folks at a drop of a dime, not knowing what type of fruit these folks produce. And that's my thing about truly discerning what it is, because one thing that, just like you always say, see, that lifestyle that you're living, Pastor, down on the land, just you and all the saints and everybody who is giving up everything, you've already followed the example of the Messiah, because I was explaining this to the saints. The word says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that Yah is one. That's in verse 5. And he says, love Yah with all your heart, all your might, all your soul. So that was from the beginning that he required, not ask, he required everything from you. And so in this day, Pastor, you live in that. This is the same thing every saint that say they are Israel who desire to enter into the reign of Shemaim, you are going to be tested spiritually. And in fact, Pastor, I want to read this quick thing out of John chapter 6, and Pastor Corey be right on off here. All right. I'm going to read verse 57 through 66. All right. And this is John chapter 6. And it says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when he had heard this, said,
yes, sir.
This is an hard thing. Who can hear? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, do this offend you? All right, so here it is. This is being spiritually tested. What Jesus is saying is firm, is life. But unto us who are of the flesh, if we don't discern spiritually, we miss the living word bringing us into life. All right, let's finish reading. What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. You hear what he said? And they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Yeah.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more
yeah.
with
yes,
him.
Sir.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? See, that is a spiritual testing. And so in this world, how many people turned away, Pastor, when you said all in? How many people turned away when you stuck to the move of the Holy Spirit and didn't give in to emotions and desires of the flesh? So shall it be all throughout this ministry. So shall it be all throughout Israel. Those of you who are spiritual, it's your duty. When the spiritual testing comes, it's your duty to abide in the Spirit so you do well. Pastor, I just wanted to lay that on the hearts of the people because these things, and as these days continue, we hope and we pray that all the people who spent time with us, enjoying, coming to the feast, you know, being a part of the spiritual move, that you will continue on when the day of testing come upon you. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Hear the words of the Most High Yah and be encouraged. Thank you, my pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. That's the word. Nothing but the word. I hope y'all took heed and listening very, very closely. Let's go to, oh, look at here, Brother Vess. Brother Vess, 314. Caller number 314. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Brother Vess. Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Corey's older brother. Is that right, Vess?
I'm not the oldest, but I'm older than Corey.
Okay. He's older than Corey. Hallelujah. Good to hear you, boys.
Oh, yeah, same here, Pastor. I just wanted to call you and introduce myself to you. And I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and I'm glad Corey introduced me to you.
Hallelujah. Man. So you in the saddle now, huh?
Yeah, I'm locked and loaded.
Man, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing else to do in this life. If there was something else left to do, man, we'd have been done it. But, man, welcome to the kingdom.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, my brother? Yeah, besides make yourself known, it's good to hear your voice. How can I help you?
Well, you can just say a prayer for me. Keep me strong. Keep me in your prayers. And I just want to say thank you for what you're doing. I like the videos, and I can't wait till I meet you.
Hey, Vess, you ever seen a pastor like me, man, just talk just straight up?
No, sir.
I tell people all the time that a man knows a man when he hears a man, and a punk knows a punk when he hears a punk. But most people don't understand that talk, man. They have been so mesmerized by Christianity, and they have so twisted the Bible that they forget that Yah was a man of war. They forget that David was a man of war. They forget that not only that was a man of war, but they were also men of peace. And they forget that the apostles, man, that these people were some real true men, and they were for the kingdom of Yah, even if it cost their life, man. And people just don't understand that today because they ain't never had their life on the line to be able to get it, to be able to live and breathe another day.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you're here, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll
you
be glad when I
services?
See you, Pastor Dow. Oh, most definitely. Every time I get a chance to.
Well, hallelujah. Are you where you at? You are you in Kansas? You back out in ain't where you in Arizona or something like that?
Yes, sir. I'm back in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, hold it down, man. Keep the faith and keep listening. Keep watching. Keep growing. Keep learning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying.
Hallelujah. You got anything else for
okay,
everybody, bro?
Okay, shalom. No,
all
that's
right,
it. I just thank you, and I'm praying that everyone keep on moving forward to see the King.
Hallelujah. Stay strong in the Most High. Shalom, shalom. Brother Vest, Pastor Corey's brother. Hallelujah. All right, Pennsylvania. Brother Zach Dowell. That's my white brother. Isn't that something? Think about that. Brother Zach Dowell. Same last name I am. Here's a white man that got the last name Dowell, which means black stranger. And it was a white man, my brother, Brother Zach, that actually told me what it meant. Isn't that something? All right, Pennsylvania, 717, Brother Zach, this is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Tribute Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Oh, Pastor, thank you for explaining that. That has put a big smile on my face, and then your infectious laugh came in there, too. So thank you for that. That is fantastic.
Oh, you ready? You all right, my brother. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A couple things. First and foremost, I just wanted to give praise to Yah for his help in my endeavors, and he's really been you know, me against these banks. This has just kind of been like a David and Goliath situation, and he
yeah.
is really, really showing David favor in this, and I just want to give him glory and thanks and appreciate, you know, his help despite all the, you know, all the odds that the world says is against me, you know, and I wanted to thank
yeah.
Elder Becker and you for providing some counsel on that, and I will certainly keep you posted on everything, Pastor.
Man, keep us posted, man, because, man, I need to sit down with you one day and learn a few things, brother. It sounds like you done fought the battle.
Yes, sir. I'm trying. I'm heavily favored and mighty blessed. And I did have two questions, not Sabbath-related, but did you ever end up watching that show, Jericho? And secondly, knowing what you know now, will you ever join the U.S. Armed Forces, even if you could keep the Sabbath in the holy days?
All right, two-part question. Actually, I got Jericho sitting right there by my desk, brother, and I'm planning on, believe it or not, I actually had allocated time set apart to where I could actually watch it here in the next couple of days. So next time you hear this broadcast, I would have already watched it. Number two. Would I, even if I've known about the Shabbat and I could have kept the Sabbath, would I have fought for this military? And the answer is a positively, absolutely, hell no. I would not fight for this military. First of all, number one, let's look at the reality of things. You cannot keep the Shabbat in the military and serve Yah because they will require you to break the Sabbath every single time. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Most High Yah. That's one reason why I got out after 10 years, because I wasn't going to do it. I told them to take all six stripes I had, and they can take it and they can put it where the sun don't shine, because I wasn't going to break the Sabbath. So we had a mutual agreement. They was mad and upset, and I got out. Now, do I recommend anybody going into this military if you're an Israelite? No, you don't go into this military. This is the Gentile heathen military. This is not the army of Israel. So I don't recommend nobody doing it because you cannot keep the Sabbath if you're going through boot camp. You cannot keep the Shabbat if you're going to be in jump school, if you're going to do that, or aerosol school, or if you're going to go on to some special skill identifier, if you're going to be in special forces or rangers or all this other stuff. There's no way. If you're doing a field exercise, they're going to require you to obey Uncle Sam, obey the masters in the army above that is, which is Yah. So an Israelite should not be joining the armed forces. Now, with that said, you got one life to live. Do what you want. I mean, after all, you're talking to a veteran here. If I could see that people could actually keep the Shabbat and honor the Shabbat and not work on the Sabbath, because we should be guarding the edges of this Sabbath right now, you know, on the Sabbaton. And if I thought that you could have done it, you could have kept it, I would have told everybody, go on in. But, hey, it's your life, individual. Do what you want to do, what you got to do. But as for you, I'm letting you know what my footprint and footstep was. I know of this one guy I used to associate with. He knew about the Shabbat. There's many other people I knew about that they knew about the Shabbat and stuff. And they went ahead and still had 6, 7, 8 years. They went ahead and retired, got their pension and everything else. But me, I said, it's over with. And the Most High Yah has been taking care of me by being faithful to him, ministering the truth of the everlasting gospel and the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, and surrounding me by faithful Israelite saints who is the seal of my apostleship. So, no, I wouldn't recommend anybody going this pagan, satanic, Gentile army for no reason whatsoever or under any circumstance.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had a feeling that would be the answer. I was just curious, it just boggles the mind. Like I'm right by the 193rd Special Operations Wing. It's an Air National Guard unit. They're sending the Air National Guard. I mean, they just got back from Niger. They were over in Africa. I mean, it's just absurd. Like I wanted to, you know, call up and say, what the heck are they going to do if the U.S. is ever invaded? If the Air National Guard isn't even patrolling the air, you know, it's just. They're violating their own mission statements, Pastor. This is completely absurd. But thank you.
You're right.
Go ahead, sir.
So the National Guard and Air National Guard are supposed to be here guarding the homeland and stuff, and now they done turned around and they had to change something, Zach. Because like I said before, now everybody got questions. What the hell are we doing over in Niger? Well, I'm going to tell you what. You remember some years ago I kept talking to y'all about the Congo?
Yes, sir.
I told y'all to pay attention to the Congo because there ain't nobody listening to me. Man, I'm just flapping my gums. You understand what I mean? But not only that, but I got friends who used to be in those services in very high places and stuff. But not only that, man, I got discernment to look out and see. But, hey, there's something else going on, because if you look at what's going on, what in the hell are we doing over in Niger or Niger or Niger? Is the real pronunciation. What are we doing over there? They can't explain it. I told y'all. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. I told you that what you hear on the news media is what they want you to hear. They tell you about all these other big missions that's going on. They don't tell you stuff like myself and a few other brothers that y'all have met here, literally, physically at the feast days and during gathering of the saints. They don't tell you stuff about missions and stuff we've been on, what we've done, where we've been in this world and stuff, because you'll never hear about that. As a matter of fact, you ever heard of the statement called unsung heroes? That's what Special Forces, Rangers, U.S. Army Paratroopers, 82nd Airborne Division, the people who have been to different places, Joint Readiness Training Center, man, Force Recon, Navy SEALs. All these people, man, these are you would never hear about the stuff that they're doing, and they're scattered all across the globe. Unlike our Chicken Hawk president, that fat, bald-headed, painted face, the dyed, fried, laid to the side chicken. Anyway, don't get me started. Go ahead, Brother Zach. Go ahead.
No, that's it, Pastor. That's it. You answered all my questions, and I'll let someone else, get the line. So bless you in straightway, and Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah, bless my brother. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Don't get me stirred up too much. Glory to the King. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Tyler. Call number 262-262. Brother Tyler, it's Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherby 2 radio broadcast. I can help you, son.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. How y'all doing? Is that David and Evelyn?
I'm sorry?
Who is that, David and Evelyn?
No, that's Sister Crystal and my son Phoenix.
Oh, that's the other Tyler. Man, you know how many Tylers we got in this ministry? Good to hear from you, my brother.
You're and thank you for being Thank you for being our commanding officer.
Oh, man. Have mercy on me. Glory to the King, my brother. Hallelujah. Good hearing from you, King. You and your wife.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you also to Elder Becker for communicating with me via text. And thank you, Teacher Shane, for the brother segment. That was very good. I want to share that with the family after the radio broadcast, but that was very edifying. So thank you very much. And we are looking forward to seeing you and Sister Carol coming up in December. We wanted to know do you think it would be possible to get baptized?
Man, I'm sure we'll figure out something. I tell you what I'll do, Brother Tyler. I'm going to talk with the person, and we're going to keep his name anonymous, but I'm going to talk with the brother up there. Sister Carol and I, what we may do is turn around, fly in a day early since you request baptism, and we'll set up some. Elder Rufus, he'll be there as well. Elder Rufus will be up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin as well, up there to meet myself and Sister Carol. So he's driving on up from Georgia. Elder Rufus got a few things got to do, but he's always traveling wherever Pastor Dow is as much as he can. No doubt about it, he's going to be there. But I'm sure we can figure out something. So what we need to do is make sure that we set the affairs and everything in order so we can get it done, all right?
Sounds great, Pastor. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, Tyler, you make sure you call down and I'll leave your number. I got it right here. Hold on for a second. Let me look at this. Is this your home number I'm looking at right here, my brother? Don't repeat
yes,
it on the website, on this radio broadcast. Don't repeat it, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. This is my cell phone, and I always answer it. I don't know anybody who's
all
really
right.
Got a house phone anymore.
All right, so hold on for a second. Let me write this down real quick. Let me put it in my phone here real quick, okay? All
okay.
Because I don't want, man, you put your number out here, man, you'll have all these trolls and everything else and all these devils and everything else trying to contact you, brother. All right, my brother,
I
got it right now. We good to go, okay? All right, so we'll hook it up, all right?
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Be encouraged. Bless you, Sister Crystal.
Blessings to you, Pastor. Thank you. And always
Israel. Shalom, shalom. All right, Nebraska. We're going from Wisconsin. Let me see. We've been to Missouri. We've been to Arizona. We've been to Pennsylvania. We've been to Wisconsin. And now we're going to Nebraska, Brother Robert. Call number 402. This is Pastor Dow, Unitarian Church Radio Broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Robert.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. I can help you, my brother. Yes, sir.
Shabbat shalom. Hey, we just want to thank you for all the spiritual warfare teachings that we're into right now. And we're really listening diligently, and we're taking this really seriously, and we just want to let you know that.
Glory to the King. Have you obtained either Pigs in Apollo or War on the Saints yet, the unabridged version?
We have it written down. Matter of fact, thanks for reminding us, because we're gonna check that out tonight and see where we can purchase that.
Hey, check this out. We called it down out tomorrow. One of the brothers, I think they have it, the unabridged version, the early version available. I think they have it available in a PDF form.
Oh, that'd be great.
One of y'all brothers tomorrow, try to find out who got it available in PDF form so we can get Brother Steve to put it out on Facebook. All right, my brother. Anything else,
okay.
My brother?
I got one question, okay, that hopefully
sure.
You can answer. Okay, it stems with Matthew. Starts in chapter 10, verse 6, verse 5, actually, where Yeshua commissions the 12 to go out and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Now, I understand that was for the house of Israel, but how do we handle that today? I mean, are we to look for willing vessels or unwilling vessels? You know what I mean? We just should go into the world and start raising the dead and casting out demons out of the people of the world, or just Israel?
No, you don't catch a pearl for swine. It's just kind of like you've been fishing before, right?
Right. Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, you're not going to sit in one spot for 8-9 hours knowing good and well there ain't no fish biting, and then you look down 50 feet from where you are, somebody else is fishing, and they're catching everything, right?
Yes, sir.
Same thing with human beings. The ones that Yah has opened their understanding and given them the ears to hear, those are the ones that you, first you got to see if they have the ears to hear. Because you don't want to catch prayerful swine. Then, if they do that, then you walk them along the way as you go.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's kind of what we were understanding, because that's happened to us right now, where there's some that are coming to us with open ears, so... We just wanted to make sure we're doing the right thing. We know our gift will make room for us, and we just want to say Shabbat Shalom, and look forward to tomorrow's teaching. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, if they're coming to you in open ears, brother, maybe you can be able to start a home fellowship there, brother, and I'll just wait to see if they're worthy of the hand of the Most High Yah. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
All right, brother. Bless you, my sister. Y'all stay encouraged. Take care of the husband. Bless you, my brother. Shalom, shalom. Let's go to Texas. Call number 817-817. This is Pastor Dowell, you know, Sherry Tube Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Texas.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Yes, sir. Who are you?
This is the Sanders family. Just calling to make ourselves known. Been listening
to
you.
The Sanders family.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been listening, my brother?
2 years. It's been about 2 years.
2 years?
Taking in 2 years.
Yes, sir.
But just taking in what you're saying and being blessed by everything that you've been giving us. And hopefully we'll be able to meet you in person, to meet the saints in person.
Glory to the King. Where are you? Just give a big city location. Don't give it a general location. A big city location. What's the closest city, big city, closest to you in Texas?
Dallas.
Brother, you need to call the dining hall tomorrow, man. We need to put you in touch with Elder Mitchell and Brother Greg.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
Call the dining hall tomorrow, okay, and leave your name and number. Say you talk to Pastor Dow on the radio broadcast, and this is to get in touch with Elder Mitchell and Brother Greg. You either leave a message for myself or Elder Doug, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother, it's an honor to be able to hear your voice. Stand strong.
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Virginia. Brother Toby. Call number 757-757. Brother Toby's Pastor Dowell. You're on Sherby Tube Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Toby?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Bless you, my brother. I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right, man, for somebody has been up ever since 1:37 this morning.
Well, you know what they say, warriors never rest.
All right, my all right, my brother, what you got?
I got a couple things for you. You remember how you asked me about my big blue truck and the title situation?
Yes, sir.
I found it. I got
Uh-oh.
The title.
I bet you did, too.
Oh, he was right happy to give it to me, as a matter of fact. I was kind of surprised.
Really?
No, yes, sir, he was. He was very adamant about wanting to give me that title.
Yeah, he probably wanted to give you that title, but since you seen him face to face, that's what that was.
Yeah, I believe I spooked him a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to call and see. I have a question about the land. I don't know if you think it would be a good idea to go ahead and get in contact with a forester about getting the trees removed and whatnot.
The what?
The trees off of the land.
Why would you want to do that? Are you trying to use it to, are you logging it to try to help pay some more to the land or what?
Well, honestly, I thought if I went ahead and did the legwork and got it set up, then we would know what we're working with if we wanted to go that direction. Because me and you still haven't got together as far as looking at it.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to, again, we need to get boots on the ground down there, Brother Toby. We really, truly do. Myself, you, and Elder Rufus, we need to get down there, look at that thing, walk that thing, and we want to see what areas that we may want to clear, and then the other areas we want to leave wooded.
Right.
And the reason being, I haven't did it yet. I meant to put it out today, but I've been gone all day long. I did a video the other day where I was actually, putting out some bait for wild turkey and deer. And, of course, if you start getting rid of all the trees, man, you're getting rid of your food, getting rid of wildlife. You know what I mean?
Well, I agree with you, but I landlocked an extra 40 acres in between mine.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
Plenty of trees. Yes, sir. I told you, I planned this out.
Yes, you did. Man, we got to get boots on the ground, Brother Toby.
All right, all right. I do got one more question. It was a gray area question that I was asked the other day by a brother. I know generally my answer to this question would be no, but you know how it's Friday evening, you got your brothers over, you're hanging out talking about the word, you're watching the live broadcast. What is your stance on having a drink that night?
Oh, that's fine. As a matter of fact, and it's utterly fine to have a drink that night and stuff, but not that morning, because you don't want to enter in the synagogue that way. But it's fine to have a glass of wine. It's fine to have a beer. It's fine to have a small glass of strong drink that night. It'll help you relax and stuff. You bring it into Shabbat, man. And man, that's fine. Even according to the word, that's fine.
Well, I just wanted to veer on the side of precaution, if you will. You know, say
yeah.
No until I know better.
Well, once we get finished with Shabbat service and stuff like that, you sit down and have your meal, man, you're good to go from that point.
All right. Well, I do thank you, Pastor, and I hope y'all have a good Shabbat. I'm definitely looking forward to service in the morning. I believe Cross and his young lady, Brad, going to be over here. It should be a great time.
Glory.
And,
glory to the King.
The young man that called about joining the military, I totally agree with you. If he wants to walk on the side of right, he needs to avoid that entirely.
Well, you know, Toby, a lot of times, I'm glad that you're there to back me up there, because you're a veteran as well, a war veteran as well. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 11 deployments.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell people over and over again and stuff, but sometimes it's like speaking to a brick wall, brother, if you know what I mean, when you're trying to tell people something, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you backing me up on that, man. Maybe somebody will take heed and listen.
I truly hope so. I truly hope so. But I'll clear the line for you, and I just wanted to call in and let you know about that title, and it was fun getting it.
Well, hallelujah. All right, my brother. Glory to the King. I got you.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Hold it down. Watch six, my brother. Indiana, 260-260, Pastor Dow, you're on the Serpent Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Indiana? Indiana. Area code 260.
Yeah, hear me?
Well, you're breaking up a little bit. Who is this?
This is, I know it's Brian.
All right, Brian, how can I help you?
I've been watching for a while, and I was just calling to make myself known.
All right, Indiana. All right. How can I help you, Brother Brian?
I just wanted to keep on what you're doing, because there's a lot of people out there listening.
Glory.
And, people getting tired of hearing the heathen talk in the churches and Christian philosophy that is doctrines of men.
Yes, sir.
And I praise y'all every day that you know, I found you, I don't know, 8 months, 12 months. Because I just, you know, my spirit, God's spirit was calling me out of all that. And attack you. You know, you don't agree with their false doctrine. When you don't agree with false teaching and you know, they're, what they're encouraging in society, then you become an enemy. So
you're
when I found
true,
you,
brother.
It encouraged me that, you know, I wasn't the only one. And
kind of breaking up there a little bit, my brother, but no, you're not the only one. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready going to the Lion's Den up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with I hope a bunch of these pagan Christians show up so we can go ahead and give them the unadulterated, unfiltered, uncompromising word of Yah. And, of course, we're going to be there to discern to see if Yah give them the ears to hear. And maybe we'll be able to save some and pull them out of fire, because today, you tell the truth, man. Today, people turn around and make you their enemies when you tell the truth. When they've been set up there the whole time blinded in lies all of their life. It's utterly amazing to me, brother, how people just is off the chain.
The leaders out here, they're just, and they're just leading. It's encouraging to know the straight-wing ministry has done something about it.
That's, well, what's something about it is the real, true Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And, of course, the Bible says that the blind lead the blind, and they both fall into the ditch. And this Christianity is the biggest pagan, satanic religion I have ever seen on the face of planet Earth. I personally believe it is Mystery Babylon, and it is the strong delusion that the Bible has warned us about, and I can prove every single word I said. Brother, we're hearing every other word that you're saying, though, man. Next time you call in, give us a clear signal. You can, man. You're up in Indiana. You ain't too far from Green Bay, man. Y'all see if you can get your boots laced up, man. See if you can get up at that meeting.
That would be nice, brother. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, brother Brian. Be encouraged, all right? Shalom, shalom. Let's go to Florida, brother Jeff. Call number 407-407. It's Pastor Dow. We're going to share with you the radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Jeff?
How you doing, brother? How you doing, Pastor Dow? Shalom, shalom.
Man, I'm blessed of the Most High Yah. Highly favored, encouraged. I feel like I can run through a troop and leap off a wall, and after that, I'm going to bed. What you got?
What, Pastor Dow? You know I'm calling just to check up on you, my brother. You know, see how things going with you in the ministry and things like that, because I know you had a long month of tabernacles, right? If I'm correct, because I've been watching the videos and the services, and I'm telling you, Pastor, it's very inspiring of your ministry, man. I mean, you're doing it, man. You know, and you know, I'm just, you know, calling to check in, man, to check in on you. And you know, like, I'm still here with the ministry. I'm still listening to you. I'm still listening. I'm watching your videos on YouTube, Pastor, you know? So,
hallelujah. Stay connected.
Yes,
that's what you need to do, brother, especially if you're going to get stronger. That's the reason why that the Father tells us, man, that we have to be together as one tribe so we can get stronger, get strengthened.
Right, right. That's right, Pastor. That's right. That's right.
Gotta,
you know,
put an
and,
effort, diligent effort, man.
Right, right. Well, most definitely, you know, if you got the Most High in your spirit, and that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. Also, I had a question for you too. I had a question for you, Pastor Dow. You know
what you got?
And yeah. So now. Yes, I'm trying to see with the marriage thing, the whole marriage perspective view of yours now with, now, if you're, if you date, like I said, you know, if you date someone, you know, and all of a sudden you want to get married, but the person disagree with you with the Hebrew culture.
First of all, brother, yes, what the hell are you doing dating someone that disagree with the Hebrew culture in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, it's just a question that I wanted to know. You know, because
who's the hypothetical pointing to? The hypothetical is pointing to somebody. Who is it?
Well, you know, it's we talked about this like, what, 2 months ago? When I call that,
I don't know, man. I've talked to 1,000 people since then, man. Come on out with it. Who's the hypothetical pointing to?
Well, Pastor, actually, it's my girlfriend. We talking.
That's what
I'm
talking about, man. You ain't going to get by me, man. If she ain't in a damn Hebrew culture, man, the way she's supposed to be, man, in the first place, man. I've talked about this on Shabbat service. Where was you at? Did you hear me?
I actually, No, I didn't tune in, Pastor. I didn't tune in.
That's the problem right there, man. You ain't connected. You getting ready to make a big mistake, brother. Because you ain't no question when you sit up here getting ready thinking about a wife. The Bible warns us about going out here marrying someone of foreign nations and getting someone of another culture, man, that serves other God and got their own opinions and perspectives and stuff, man. You shouldn't even be able to come on. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even be on this broadcast asking an insulting question like any questioning my character and my integrity.
Right. You know,
to put that damn woman away from you, man. She's going to sit up and question you. Hey, you are somebody that just want to do right, keep the commandments, and walk in the ways of God. She's going to question you. Brother, I'm telling you, man, you put that stake away from you, and so you'll have some rest in his life. If you don't, brother, don't call back to this broadcast again.
Okay, Pastor Dow. We talked about this 2 months ago. I know you talked to a lot of people. You gave me that advice, Pastor Dow. You know, and yes, you know, I'm gonna go back to your service and catch up on that, Pastor. You know,
you go back a couple of sales, man, and get it right, man. I'm telling you, brother, don't you bring no damn pagan in your life, brother. We landed you the line.
No. Yes, sir. And I totally understand that. You know, it was just a thought. You know, I had no. Of me doing that, going married by the state and all that. No, you know. But yes, if the person disagrees, yes, throw her away. Yes, Pastor Bell, I believe in that, Pastor Bell. You know?
But I'm trying to save your soul alive, brother. You better not even entertain nothing like that. You about to get your... I'm telling you, man, you about to burn yourself.
That's understandable, Pastor Bell. Yes, sir.
You better take heed, brother. If not, when the ground beneath your feet start to give way, don't be calling me asking me how to pull you up out of it.
Not a problem, Pastor.
Warning. Always go before destruction.
Exactly. Yes, Pastor. Thank you for the advice.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Boy, I tell you, I don't get you people out there. I don't get y'all out there. I don't get you. Are y'all reading the same Bible I'm reading? Are you praying to the same Elohim I'm praying to? Are you filled with the same Ruach HaKodesh I am? I don't understand it for the life of me. Jeez. Whoo, boy. I pray that y'all bring some hot thunderbolts on y'all ass, what I hope. Y'all been toying around and playing around with the Most High y'all. Entertain these damn pagans. Well, I don't know about the Hebrew culture, Hebrew way. What do they know about? Let me tell you what. Let me get my blood pressure down. Hold on. Whew. Let's go to Georgia. Call number 404. Sister Sakai, it is Pastor Dow, Inner Circle 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help you, sister.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Well, I get fired up anytime I see that somebody who proclaims to be an Israelite entertaining sin, opening up the door to the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had to get my life right. I know better. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to help save people's soul alive, and they're up here feasting and playing.
Yes, sir. They lost in the sauce. Yes, sir.
And about 40 more than once, I said it 1,000 times, that somebody got to love you more than you hate yourself. The problem is these people, man, I'm serious. I don't believe today that people believe that there is Yahweh Elohim, the God of all gods, and he is alive. I don't think they believe that. They have lost the fear of Yah from before their eyes. And damn it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to put the evil away from me.
Yes, sir. As we are commanded to do, put the evil away from us. Yes, sir.
What you got, sister?
Yes, sir, my shepherd. I called because I had a question about the law. I've been reading, I had to go back to Genesis, and my notes say that I've been reading in Genesis. I noticed that the holy laws, such as the kinsman redeemer, sacrifices, and dietary laws, were already observed by the patriarchs and early Hebrew Israelites. And I was wondering if the Feast of Unleavened Bread was observed in Genesis 19:3?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I was calling to make sure that I was on the same page as you all there at the ministry, and I wasn't. Okay, okay, awesome. Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure I was right. I don't want to be contrary to what the truth is, especially in this day and time. So.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
yes, sir. Thank you. Bless you, Pastor.
Shalom, shalom. Let's go to Florida, call number 813-813, Brother Jose. This is Pastor Dow, Inner Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Jose?
Shabbat shalom, my pastor.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Jose. Did you hear that earlier, brother, with that brother talking about entertaining a damn Gentile? Did you hear that? I'm still burning.
I heard it, brother. I heard it, Pastor. I tell you.
I mean, man, I'm upset, man, really. Boy, y'all better thank y'all. You all of you better think, y'all, that we ain't in our land, that we in captivity under these damn Gentiles and these pagans, and that his law, statutes, and commandments ain't really being enforced today, because I'm telling you, I am the man that would have taken you up on a helicopter to 12,000 feet and I'd have threw your ass out headlong
for breaking y'all's law. I hear you. I just commented on an Instagram post of what is that actor's name? He's on Fast and the Furious. I forget the black dude, bald head. I forget his name, but he was crying.
Vin
up
Diesel.
A storm on. No, not Vin Diesel. It was another dude, and he was crying on Instagram, posted himself crying about his daughter being taken from a matriarch, Gentile, pagan woman, which he got caught up with. But this man claims to believe in Jesus Christ.
That Dwayne Johnson.
Not Dwayne Johnson. It's a black dude. The black dude with Paul Walker's best friend in the first one. Tyrese.
What is he crying about?
Because I guess his wife or his ex-wife took his daughter away, and he's paying like.
I bet he got a marriage license.
A month. Yes, he did. $13,000 a month. And child support or some crazy. Obviously, he's rich.
Oh, he got taken to the ringer, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But this is what I'm saying. Like that's it. Like you claim to believe in Jesus Christ on this social media platform, but you out here, you know, messing with matriarch pagan women.
You know why? Because there ain't nobody thought about that once you out there making all that paper. And you getting all that stuff done. Man, they ain't thinking about that. But then when it comes time to pay the piper, and you know the piper, as the old saying going, the old song is called you to join him. And them boogers think that they can play both sides of the fence. One minute they think they're going to say just God, and he's going to be there. But the piper, Satan, has got you. He got your rear end.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm truly blessed to find I have a wife that obviously grew up in Christianity, but she walked away from the church, seeing the darkness within the church and the darkness within the religion.
She's wise.
And then she's been with me for 11 years, and when I found you, she was kind of skeptical because obviously religion has just turned her off so much, and just the faith, you know, not that she lost faith.
Let me ask you a question, bro. Let me ask you a question, Brother Jose. It's all right if I ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Cannot people see that when they hear me, that my cadence, my lifestyle, my mannerism, my everything about me is diametrically opposed to these damn false-ass people out here playing Christianity? They can't see that?
Oh, for sure. Yes, sir. My wife was the first one. When I put you on my big screen here in the living room, we were listening to you on the Sabbath service, and you were preaching. You know, my wife was the first one to say that she knows. She just knew, right, when she, even though she might be, she was still, you know, the fences come up because obviously we've been reared and raised in this world, in this pagan world, satanic ways and not keeping the commandments. But as we were walking in this, she knew from the moment she heard you that you were a man of Yah. No question about it. And yes, sir. And I knew you were a man of Yah immediately a long time ago, but you know, obviously I didn't open up the book. And like you already know. Finally I opened up the book and realized that you were saying exactly what was in the book. And then I was trying to connect the dots of Christianity with the book, thinking that Christians had the book right. Just watching them saying, I don't even have to read the book. They already got it and I don't like it. But then I realized when I opened up the book and read it, they're preaching another doctrine, they're acting a whole other way. That's that religious spirit. Like you said,
true.
You talk about all the time.
True. Another Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
you know what's amazing? You got these clowns out here that's preaching satanic paganism, Herios. He's chasing a rabbit laying eggs, a big fat man by the name of Satan Claus, lying and saying it was Jesus' birth when he wasn't even born in the winter. I mean, it's off the chain. Said he would die on a Friday, rolled on a Sunday, and it's off the chain. And then they say that they got the real No. Paul warned us about them sorry, wicked people. He said, if anybody come and preach another Jesus or another Christ, you let them be accursed. And I'm going to let them be accursed. Not only going to let them be accursed, I'm going to cuss their ass out for lying all over people and playing with people's souls.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. My mom just texted me that verse today about Paul saying, I told her to read Corinthians, and she just texted that to me. It's crazy you're saying that right now. I tell you, we're about to have a baby of our own, our first child. You know, I was always in the mindset of not having children. And until I opened up that book, I finally said, you know what? I need to stop, making the decision, let Yah take control. And sure enough, literally 2 months, mind you, we've been protected ourselves 10 years, and all, you know, finally I said, you know what, I'm gonna put it in Yah's hands. And 2 months later we're pregnant, having a baby. And I tell you, I'm telling my friends about it. They're all stunned when I'm telling them I'm not gonna keep birthdays and I don't have to rear my child and keep it birthdays or Christmas or all these other things. And they're all like saying, what about jealousy? And I'm like, this is what you train children to be, is jealous when you do these things, and you instill that in them. I'm definitely new at this. I definitely have a lot of conversations I gotta have with you guys.
Let me tell you something, bro, Jose. Let me give you a little bit of wisdom, all right? I'm gonna give you some wisdom, all right? Brother, in this faith, the Bible teaches, brother, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. If you have faith, have it to yourself. Don't go out here, brother, telling these people what you're not going to do, what you are going to do concerning the faith. Just live it. Live it and pray to live a quiet and peaceable life so that people will leave you alone, brother. I mean, just live it, brother. And then if they have questions, when they see the manifestation of your lifestyle, let them come and ask them. But don't go out there blabbing your mouth, man, telling them about this law that they can't even receive, man. They don't even know what the truth is in the first place.
I hear you, Pastor. I hear you. I have that Instagram, and I be talking about all the pagan doctrines that I'm no longer going to keep, and they know I'm having a baby. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they know, and I obviously, you know, obviously lead people to Pat, to you, Pastor. And I tell them, you know, about how first days and stuff like that. So they're all like, they, you know, buddies will text me, what about your son? What about your daughter? Are you going to celebrate their birthday? So then I text them back.
But you need to do
them,
is saying, forget about that. What about you?
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it's like I said, it's definitely going to be a whole new chapter in my wife and I's life. It's just, but I've explained that to my wife. Yah comes first, regardless.
You better believe it. Don't nothing come between you and the Most High. Nothing.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, my pastor. Well, Pastor, I just wanted to say bless all of you. Thank you for everything that you do. I can't wait to hear you on Sabbath service tomorrow. I've been looking forward to this Sabbath day of rest. I've been working my butt off for the past week, had to replace my AC in my house, so it's been a hectic week. But thank you, Pastor, for everything you do again.
Hey,
like I said, so for the saints.
Thank y'all. You got the strength to work, man, and provide for that wife and that family you're raising, brother. Glory to the King. Glad you hang in there, brother Jose. Okay, hang in there, my brother.
Will do, my pastor. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh man, hold on. You promised me you gonna hang in there.
Yeah. Oh, I promise you. I ain't leaving.
I've been hanging in this thing for 25 plus years, man. You better not sit up there and be a damn boot licking jack leg and leave me.
No, I ain't leaving this word or you, Pastor. You don't got another word out. All right, my Pastor. I'll let you go.
All right, brother. Bless you, Jose. I talk like that, brothers and sisters, because I want to show y'all how serious this thing really is. I really, truly do. I mean, when you come to Straightway, you're going to literally see the Gospels and the Book of Acts. Literally, jump off the page. We give people in His Word no excuse. There's literally no excuse to saying that it can't be done. We're proving that it can be done. And so I'm not going to give you any wiggle room, because the Word is true. I got fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, wives, lands, just like Jesus said that we would. All for sacrificing and living His life. And you know what else? I'm content with such things as I have. I'm content if I have a little. I'm content if I have a lot. No matter what state I'm in, it makes no difference to me. I'm content as long as hey, what is life but a vapor of mist? And what is it if you don't have Yahshua? It don't mean nothing. I mean, I thank y'all for all my faithful brothers and sisters, because my desire is to strengthen them to the uttermost and to make them more passionate about this Yahweh Elohim Yahshua HaMashiach. Hopefully that one day they grow be more passionate about this than I am, because He's real. That's just the truth. Kansas, Brother Dante, call number 913-913 is Pastor Dow. We're on the Chevy 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Dante?
You already did, Pastor. Oh, man, I'll take that challenge. I take that challenge. Be more passionate. Hallelujah. My Pastor, man. Oh, I just got done driving. Thank y'all. And to hear you go in. You know, not that, you know, to get at the brother, but the topic and the situation, you leave no room. No room for excuses. No room. Mother Bullock said, she said, if you give Israel a chance, we'll find some wiggle room. And
yeah,
with the way the leadership is set up, from pastor to elders to the head of the assembly, like, I ain't got no excuse. So I'm thankful. I'm over here tickled because, I mean, to hear you go in, it just excites me, because that means that tomorrow when I wake up, I go straight to Yah. And then if you dare to say you're going to be weak today, you better look at the example of the men that's been doing it for 2+ decades. So I'm just thankful. I am truly thankful and honored to just be following Yahshua as you and Pastor and the leaders lead us. So I'm just thankful, Pastor, truly.
Man, I want all y'all people out there especially in that Kansas area, out there that's under Pastor Corey. Y'all hold up that pastor's hand, man. Strengthen him.
Hallelujah.
That's what y'all need to do, man. Y'all need to get on one accord out there and strengthen. Y'all need to back him up 100%.
Yes, sir.
And then all the brothers need to check each other to make sure that you're backing up 100%. He ain't going to lead you wrong. And, man, in this, I'm telling you, man, we need men. We got too many cowards, man. You already know that, brother. We got too many of them in this world today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We need these good,
yes, sir,
faithful Israelite brothers, man. You stay encouraged and stay strong, my brother, because I'm telling you. I said it once, I said it 1,000 times. If there was something else to do, man, I'd have been done it.
Yeah,
but
did
I thank
it.
Y'all.
I believe you.
I thank y'all, brother, for calling me, enabling me, and putting me into the ministry just so I can preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of truth to strengthen Israelites, to strengthen the ones who he's going to open up their ears and bring them into the fold. So when we get to the kingdom, man, you're talking about a family reunion, brother. We're going to have one.
Mm. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. But that's it. I'm just one day at a time, knees on the ground, head on the ground, wake up and hit the grind. So thank you, Pastor. Thank you for admonishing us and staying true to the word. I really didn't have nothing, no questions or anything, but just to stay thankful to the willing vessel and appreciate you. I love you. And I'm just going to stay encouraged.
Take care of the family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat.
Glory to the King. Hey, Israel, listen to me. I know at times I get very passionate. I do, because I have a zeal. And don't think for 1 minute I'm without knowledge. I have a zeal according to knowledge. But, man, when I see you detouring and going down the wrong path, entertaining the Satan in any kind of way, man, I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna cry aloud. Spare not. Lift up my voice like a trumpet and show the house of Jacob their transgression and their sins, and hopefully we'll be able to save some of you. Because some of you, right here in your mind, you've gone too far into this world, way too far into this world, and you've bitten of the fruit of lies. That's just the sad part about it in itself. It's war. We all spiritual warfare. See y'all tomorrow morning. Shabbat shalom. I bless each and every last one of you. Sweet, precious, and strong. Victorious and mighty, overcoming name. I'll soon come to King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. The King is coming. Y'all be encouraged, Israel. Love you all dearly. I truly do. Y'all be encouraged. King coming.